Howdy, everyone. It's Paul, the Redneck Thinker. I hope you had a good Easter. I also hope that you were able to work on goals today. I bring that up at the beginning because it's not just an affirmation. People need to know that setting goals and working towards them is a good thing. Whether it's to make a little bit more money at work, whether it's to find a better way to do a hobby, all those things are good. The topic I want to talk about today is about finding solutions and what I'm hoping to create. I'm going to start out with something that sounds a little odd, but today I was working on replacing a toilet. The place that I live, for some reason, the toilets in this house are cursed. They were old toilets to begin with. And so far, two of the three have been replaced, and I am replacing the third. The first toilet that I replaced, all kinds of problems. Finally found a solution to each problem, except for the last one, which was a little bit of a pain to flush, but it was flushing. Somebody else came up with the solution on how to get it to flush. The second toilet was installed by people who are technically professional. I'm not real positive that I would consider them professional, but whatever. They did other work. But the toilet has one of those new fancy motor flushers in it. I don't know what the thing's called. All I know is that it, from the day it was installed, it would keep running, it would cause problems, whatever. Replacing it, couldn't even find a find where to get a replacement motor for it. Then I figured out a solution. I turned down the water pressure. It doesn't flush as fast, but it doesn't keep running, and it flushes properly now. Like I said, it takes a little while to fill the tank up, but the water pressure's down. It's working fine. This third toilet had a storage thing behind it. It was a just a like an IKEA cabinet kind of deal. Wasn't from IKEA, but you get the idea, I hope. Well, the new toilet is taller. Well, I saw that, took me a minute, and the looked at it, went, well, you know what, instead of going out and trying to buy a new storage container, to go, storage cabinet to go behind it, I'm just going to get 1 foot length, two before, put it under two of those, put it one under each leg, and boom, it's tall enough now. There are solutions to problems. With the first toilet, I wasn't able to come up with every solution. Somebody else was able to come up with that solution. It was a simple solution, but it eluded me. That's why we need to build a community in this world. We need to have solutions on all kinds of issues. Sometimes that solution is get government out of the way and it'll make things better. Sometimes it's we need a small government approach. But I might not come up with the solution when I'm talking about something. I don't like complaining about something unless I can come up with the solution. So, I'm not able to come up with every solution. So, if I talk about it, maybe you can come up with the solution. Maybe you can have an idea and we can communicate it to those that will listen. Not everybody will listen, of course. But that's what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen. We need to start working together to come up with solutions. Are they going to be easy solutions? Not all of them. Some of them will be quite simple. But if the people start speaking in a clear voice, we can come up with ways that will actually work. We can also come up with, if we are speaking in a clear tone to those people who are supposed to be representing us, even though we might have to keep banging on the door, we will get them to listen and we will get solutions taken care of. Some of the solutions, like I said, may not be easy to come by. And sometimes getting the solutions implemented may not be easy. But that's why you have more than one person working on something. I don't want to just have little situations that we just grouse about. I want to have valid working habits. And that's what I'm trying to do here. Now, those of you who are listening, those of you who read me, you may not agree with everything that I say. That's okay. I don't want people agreeing with everything I say. If you agree with everything I say, then we can't come up with solutions. That's the whole point. I'm not saying that we need to yell and scream at each other. I don't want that. I don't want to hear a whole bunch of yelling and screaming. There's enough yelling and screaming. That's how modern news is able to get the views, because they get a bunch of people up there that scream and yell at each other, and that's supposedly the new way to do news. Well, that's not how I do things. Yes, I get passionate. Sometimes my voice raises. But at the end of the day, I don't want to have a whole bunch of screaming and yelling. I want people to be talking. Okay, there are certain people that don't really need to get involved in conversations. I will admit that. But at the same time, maybe they do need to get involved. Maybe we need to listen to them. Maybe they need to listen to us. The people that won't listen to another person's comments, we don't need those kinds of people. I listen to people all the time. Don't necessarily agree with them, but I don't want to start screaming and yelling at them. There are a few people that have been heard too much. Now, let me say that again. There have been people that are heard too much. There are people that are given the microphone that you sit there and go, why is this person given the microphone so often? Why is this person given a chance to communicate when they continuously have the chance to communicate and they continuously prove that they don't have the ability to do things in a coherent fashion? If the people of New York City want AOC to represent them, it says a lot about New York City. Whereas they try to shout down people from Tennessee, they try to shout down anybody that's from a flyover state. That's what they call it. You have too many people that have gotten to the point where they think that if you're not part of California, New York, or Washington, D.C., you shouldn't be listened to. I hate to tell you this, people that live in those three places, but the rest of us are the reason that you're eating. The rest of us are the reason why the military is as well stocked as it is when it is stocked. We pay more taxes. We live a much safer life than you do. And we don't need to be crammed next to one another to be able to enjoy life. That right there is one of the more important things, in my opinion. I don't see why people think that living in cities crammed next to each other is a good thing. There is more than enough space in this world. Way more space in this world than to have to live right crammed up together. That can't be healthy. For that, and people go, well, there are modern conveniences. Okay, so living in Tennessee, the nearest hospital where I grew up was about 45 minutes away. The good hospital was about an hour, hour and 10 minutes. We still made it. We still knew we had a hospital. Okay, so to go see a movie at a movie theater, I had to drive an hour or so, but it was worth it because I knew when I got home, I wasn't going to have to deal with the whole bunch of craziness. I knew who my neighbors were. I know plenty of people that live in New York City or California that can't tell me who their neighbors are. Served with the guy that was from Compton when I was in the Marine Corps. He knew some of his neighbors, but he was like, a couple of streets over, well, they're part of another gang territory. I'm like, what in the world? Why does it matter? But then again, though, I don't understand gangs. I mean, what are you going to do in East Tennessee to... I hear people talking about, aren't you worried about gangs and this and that? I mean, yes, we've had MS-13 come in there. And not laugh. I mean, I'm sure that they've got their little hidey holes. But you ain't got MS-13 trying to take over the counties there. For that matter, you ain't going to be doing no drive-by shooting, especially considering that, well, rednecks shoot back. But these politicians, these actors and actresses that, okay, some of them have some pretty good ideas, but I'm sorry, you got famous from being able to say the words that somebody else wrote. You're able to memorize lines from a script. How does that make you qualified to give your opinion and make it better and make people think that it's better than mine? Just because I don't memorize lines and I'm not pretty enough to be up on TV or the big screen. I mean, heck, I've seen prettier girls outside the movies far, far more than I've ever seen in the movies. And these are supposed to be the epitome of beauty and grace and all that. They're not. I have seen women that have had to endure all kinds of things that showed better grace than what I've seen from these Hollywood actors. I mean, some of these Hollywood actors have gone through a few things, but it doesn't, we're listening to them far more than we listen to so many others. And that's needing to change. We need to have more of the common folk being listened to. The folks that are willing to work 9 to 5, making the rack and pinion steering in cars, need to be listened to just as much as somebody who can memorize lines and recite them on cue. We need to start listening to the folks that are digging the ditches just as much as we're listening to the person that can stand in a courtroom and flap their jaws to get people to vote a certain way in a jury. Seriously, we do. It's at the point where the folks that need to be listened to are not the ones that have the microphone right now. I'm not saying that the ones with the microphone shouldn't be listened to a little bit, but they've been given too much attention. And that's what I want to start doing. I don't want to run for an office. I'll tell you this right now, right here and right now. I don't want to run for an office. I'm doing this to get people educated. I'm doing this so that hopefully I can inspire you. I can inspire other people to do things that they've decided to do after they've educated themselves on an issue. See, I talk about AOC, and that's because she's one of the more prominent figures in the Democrat Party right now. That's the reason I talk about her. People consider her the next generation leader. She isn't a leader. She's not even educated. Oh, she's got a economics degree. Big deal. There are people that have all kinds of degrees out there that prove that those degrees aren't necessarily worth the paper that they're written on. And listening to her, in my opinion, and it's my opinion, I honestly don't believe that her economics degree is worth the paper it's written. I've already explained this, but that's just it. She's been given a microphone. Now, is it because of ethnicity? In all honesty, no. I don't think it's ethnicity. There are the people keep talking about, well, Democrats have, there are just as many white men in power in the Democrat Party, a.k.a. Joe Biden, as there are any other ethnicity or gender. There are females all throughout the Democrat Party. Joe Biden, when he speaks off the cuff, he speaks out of something, all right. But that's just it. We have too many of those Joe Bidens. Joe Biden has had the microphone for way too long. He's gotten so comfortable that he doesn't even try to make sense anymore. Now, the Republicans have people just like that too. I'll be perfectly honest with you. You might like Ted Cruz. After his actions in 2016 and after, I don't hold a lot of good thoughts about him. I don't consider his actions to be something that I would hold as somebody that I want to see in anything more than what he is. The people of Texas like him well enough to keep reelecting him. Good. If the people of Texas like him, he represents what they want. He has done some good for their state, but at the same time, I don't think that he needs to go any bigger in that particular arena. Now, take a look at Ron Paul. Not Rand, but Ron Paul. Ron Paul, like him, love him, hate him, have neutral feelings about him. The man articulated his positions, but he didn't have to hog the camera. You could tell he wasn't, even though he did build up a little bit of a cult of personality, he was trying to use that fame and whatnot for the betterment of people. You could tell that he wasn't trying to make it all about him, that he was trying to make it about the people. We need a few more politicians like that. We have all these politicians. We have all these lawyers. We have all these actors and actresses. Well, we need to have engineers. We need to have ditch diggers. We need to have a voice given to those folks that make the food that we eat. Because, well, we have too many people thinking, well, why do we need farmers? We can just go to the store to buy things. Yes, I have actually heard somebody say that. I thought they were joking. They weren't. We need you. Not necessarily me. I have a face for radio. But I hope that I'm able to get you inspired to, one, get educated, two, to work to make a difference. I keep hearing people, well, there's nothing that I can do or we can do. Yes, there is. We have to work together, though. Right now, all these folks have the microphone. Well, we need to take that microphone away from them. In some cases, taking that microphone away from them means voting them out of office and then letting them die when they go to try to make a career out of mainstream media. Yes, I'm well aware that there's a former chairman of the Republican Party that just did that. I'm not laughing because of her anti-Trump stance. I'm laughing because what she did within the Republican Party, in my opinion, was not what was needed for the Republican Party. It has nothing to do with her stance on Trump. It was her stance on everything else that I had a problem with. She wasn't wanting a government for the people, by the people. She was wanting a government that was for people like her and her family, and the rest of us could pay for their lifestyle. That was what they were wanting. And Mitt Romney did good with that one Olympics, the one that was in Utah. But past that, I ain't really been a fan of his. It could be simple fact up that I don't trust anybody who is a Republican in the state of Massachusetts. Could just be that I'm tired of hearing him and his stance on so much. When Because he complains far more than he actually comes up with solutions. And when he comes up with solutions, I don't trust his solutions. But hey, he's been given a microphone. Partially because of his dad. And partially because of his money. But that's just it. We need to have more people to counterbalance that voice of his. We need more people to counterbalance the voice of AOC. We need more people to counterbalance, for that matter, hey, Ron Paul. I talk good about him. Like I've said before, I don't agree with everything he says. We need people to counterbalance what he says, because he had a loud microphone. I'm not saying that I want to change him. I'm not saying that I don't like him. I'm saying that I believe that because he had the microphone for so long, that there are other voices that need to be heard. It has nothing to do with my opinion of him. It's my opinion that we need to start having the ditch diggers, the factory workers. We need to have the nurses. We need to have the farmers. In other words, we need to have the common folks that are willing to get out here and work 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week to support their family, support themselves, and to help others have a voice. And that's truly what I am going for. I'm a redneck. I want to hear more redneck voices. Okay, not every redneck voice, but the ones that have got away from their normal, hey, hold my beer mentality. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are rednecks that have said, okay, I'm from Tennessee. It's more like hold my shine. But those that are able to handle both the ability to have a little bit of fun in life, to be able to work a long day's job, and still have the brain capacity to understand what is going on, we need more people like that having their voices heard. I'm not saying that we shouldn't listen to lawyers. I'm saying we should listen to lawyers less, and the ditch diggers, the farmers, nurses, all of those people should be heard just as much as the lawyers, politicians, and the actors and actresses. End of story. Because that's a way to get real solutions. If you think I'm joking with you about having those solutions, us rednecks get laughed at all the time because of the way that we have vehicles that will be running with duct tape and JB Weld. Well, guess what? The vehicle's running. We did it ourselves. We didn't have to pay somebody else to do it. Now, did we? That's the whole point of what I'm saying. We need to have people that are wanting to come up with solutions. Period. And whether you like us rednecks or not, we come up with solutions. They may not be pretty solutions, but they're solutions. And we're willing and we're able to get in there and make sure that those solutions happen. And now, there are folks out there that live in cities that I have met that I've gone, you're every bit as much of a redneck as me. You just got a city slicker addition to it. Because you're willing to work. A real redneck is willing to work. all the jokes and all that, that doesn't change the fact that rednecks are willing to get out there and work in the summertime, work in the wintertime. I knew a guy that worked clearing the lines around power lines. Well, clearing the trees and whatnot around power lines. He missed Christmas one year. He got to spend a few minutes of Christmas with his family, and I do mean just a few minutes of Christmas with his family one year, because we had had a massive ice storm. He was going up in the mountains in a cherry picker, going up and cutting limbs and everything to keep the lines from collapsing. Ice causing trees to fall all around him while he's up there in that cherry picker. We need more people like him being heard. Well, I just saw the time. Let me say this. If you want to follow more of what I write, if you haven't read what I write, go to Ramblings, The Ramblings of Paul Shannon at YouTube. Or, not YouTube, pardon me, Facebook. The Ramblings of Paul Shannon at Facebook. There we go. The link's going to be down in the description. Also, this isn't going to be in the description, but the writings of Paul Shannon is on MeWe. If you don't like Facebook, and there's a lot of people that don't like Facebook, the writings of Paul Shannon on MeWe will give you some more of it. I am now posting everything on there. And if you would like to support me in building a community in which everybody is heard, everybody is getting, will get educated and heard, both, help me out at patreon.com/freedombn. Freedom Victor November. I'm also going to put that link down at the bottom. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a good day, and I will talk to you later. Goodbye.